Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are following Hurricane Florence, which may have lost wind speed, but it's actually grown larger as it spins toward the Carolina coast. Brock Long, the chief of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, reiterated the danger this morning.
Please do not let your guard down. The storm surge forecast associated with this storm has not changed. It has remained the same. And we are asking citizens to please heed a warning. Your time is running out.
NPR national correspondent Greg Allen is in Wilmington, North Carolina. He is with us now. Greg, we were talking with you yesterday. You said there were a lot of people leaving town, but some staying. What about now?
Well, it is very quiet here in Wilmington, Jeremy. If you walk around town, every single business is closed, except with the possible with one exception, which is the Waffle House. Last time I was up there, still serving, and hotels are open. But there are five shelters in town. They're nearly all full. People have gotten out of their houses in areas that they felt weren't safe. Many people took buses to Raleigh. There's a number of shelters in Raleigh that are nearing capacity as well. Yesterday, we went down to Carolina Beach, my producer and I, and we saw that's an area that's under mandatory evacuation zone. It was nearly everything was boarded up and empty. We did find some people on the beach who said they were staying. We saw a surfer who's out there and others who were enjoying the weather because yesterday was sunny. It's not so sunny today and very windy. They're going to be closing the bridge there soon. Some people we talked to remembered Hurricane Fran in 96, which caused severe damage, and they said they were leaving. So it's people are taking this very seriously here still and are very nervous.
And you're already starting to see some of the storm's outer bands hit the coast there. Where might it first make landfall?
Well, you know, I think the Outer Banks of North Carolina are pretty far from here, but they are, as you know, they're pretty far out there into the ocean, and they're already getting a lot of rain bands, as we understand. We've got reports of some of the ocean highway there being overwashed in some places. The storm has gotten very large, you said, with tropical storm winds 200 miles from the center, and we're already feeling those winds here in Wilmington. We think that we expect to get tropical force storm force winds later today, and then of course the rain with landfall expected tomorrow morning sometime, not far from here from the coast, about 10 or 11 miles. The coast is about 10 or 11 miles from here, and so we don't know exactly where it's going to come ashore. But meteorologists tell us over and over, don't focus on that individual track because the impact of the storm is so great. Hundreds of miles of coastline will see this major storm surge, and that's what we should be worried about and concerned about and preparing for at this point.
Well, yeah, we think all about the initial impacts of the storm surge, the winds right when it hits the shore, but this storm is moving very slowly. It might hang out for a while. What are people thinking that the impact of the slower moving storm will have on the area?
Right. There's been a lot of talk about that because if you look at what the projections are, that storm is going to move very slowly over this area for at least a day before it starts to move out of the North Carolina-South Carolina border region. And there's some concern that the storm surge could stay here a lot longer. It could persist over a few different tide cycles. So the storm surge could become more prolonged than we normally would expect to see. And, of course, then the big issue is the rainfall. You know, they're talking 20 to 30 inches of rain, 40 inches possibly in some areas. And, of course, if you're in a place where the rain just sits over you and pounds you, it starts to bring back the visions of Houston and Harvey last year. So right. we're really looking for serious flooding here.
I just want to ask you about one more thing briefly, Greg. The president today disputed that nearly 3,000 people died from Hurricanes Irma and Maria in Puerto Rico last year. He says Democrats inflated the official figure to make him look as bad as possible. Now, you covered Maria. These numbers are not coming from Democrats. They're coming largely from a study by George Washington University, which was commissioned by the government of Puerto Rico. Almost 3,000 people, they say, did die just in Maria.
Right. And many other, reporters and other groups had done projections that were very similar to that before we had that long-awaited and peer-reviewed, study, a very serious study done that I think few people really who follow this question. It's a new low for the president because it's talking about an issue that's that hits people very close to where they live, you know, and it comes at a time when we're preparing for another major hurricane.
Right.
It's a kind of controversy that FEMA certainly doesn't need after this difficult year. You know, they had a tough year last year, and then Maria was a really tough one for them.
Right.
You know, far from lines of supply, the island had a little capacity for handling it on its own. So it's the lessons of Katrina all over again, and the disaster response is important, and you can't ignore it, or you face a price.
It's NPR national correspondent Greg Allen.